Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Trista for your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Alfred is expected to make landfall south of Brisbane tomorrow, with heavy rain and winds to hit Queensland and northern New South Wales over the next 12 hours. Cyclone Alfred is currently sitting 465 kilometres east of Brisbane, with warning zones extending from Double Point Island down to Grafton in New South Wales. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese arrived in Brisbane last night as the federal government initiated the disaster response plan, with the National Aerial Firefighting Fleet deployed along the coast. Speaking with the ABC this morning, Premier David Crisafulli says a small number of people have been evacuated, with councils told to establish evacuation centres. In more local news, Brisbane supermarket shelves have been stripped bare in the wake of Tropical Cyclone Alfred. Premier David Crisafulli has advised Queenslanders to stock up on essentials amid concerns of disruptions to power and water supplies. Panic buyers have stripped shelves bare of batteries and toilet paper, a move which Coles General Manager Joanne Brown says is unnecessary. Ms Brown says the state's distribution centre is equipped to handle the increased demand, with no stock shortages expected. Woolworths has placed a cap on purchases of bulk water to 2 per customer. In national news, researchers from the University of Queensland have found that Indigenous Australians are twice as likely to suffer from asthma compared to other Australians. 800,000 emergency department cases were analysed over a 5-year period, with Indigenous Australians disproportionately affected by asthma and other allergic diseases. UQ Associate Professor Jennifer Copland says the findings are surprising, as allergic diseases have not traditionally been a concern among Indigenous Australians. With Australia known as the allergy capital of the world, Ms. Copland has called for further research to understand how to address these allergic diseases in regional and remote areas.
In more national news, major media publishers are accusing the federal government of offering Google and YouTube an exemption from the new teen social media ban. The ban was passed in November last year to ban under 16s from accessing social media. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland had previously stated YouTube would be on the chopping block, but has recently suggested it stay due to its educational uses. Rival video platforms Meta, TikTok, and Snapchat have all shared their submissions to the government, comparing the deal to banning all soft drinks except Coca-Cola. In international news, America's major trading partners have vowed retaliation as Donald Trump's 25% tariffs come into effect next Tuesday. Canada has moved to implement 25% counter tariffs on American goods, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau vowing additional tariffs on $138 billion worth of U.S. imports. Mr. Trudeau accused Donald Trump of attempting to collapse the Canadian economy to make annexation easier, saying Canada will never be the 51st state. The province of Ontario has announced a tariff on electricity exports to America, with Canadian generators powering millions of American homes. China has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization as additional taxes were imposed, with Beijing calling the measures an insult to trade cooperation. For your weather today, a cyclone warning is in place for southeast Queensland, with heavy gusts of wind expected throughout the morning. Flood warnings are also in place for parts of southeast Queensland, with expected rainfall of 45 millimeters over the next 12 hours. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.